Happy National Cheese Curd Day. I'm Pam Yonke. Now, from the Landmark Services Cooperative Agri News Desk, here's what's happening on a Thursday. And I'll be honest with you, there are some days when I have to bring you not so good news as far as agriculture and food production. And then there's days like this where it's a little bit of fun. National Cheese Curd Day. It was something that was started back in 2015, to a large extent, by Culver's, our Wisconsin-based restaurants. Well, Quinn Atkins was just coming into his job as menu developer for Culver's when they launched National Cheese Curd Day, but he can tell you all about the volume of cheese curds that they're selling today because of everybody's love of that deep-fried cheese. And it's not just in Wisconsin. Remember, Culver's now across the United States. I talked with Quinn yesterday and asked him to give me a few of the numbers to wow you on National Cheese Curd Day.
It's an incredibly important menu item for us. We consider cheese curds as one of our signature offerings, and they've been on the menu full-time since 1997, and we're pretty proud of the fact that we've helped put cheese curds on the national map. And, you know, we believe that Cheese Curd Day is completely logical and makes sense, and everybody feels better when they can celebrate cheese curds. And who doesn't love, you know, small bites of hot piping Wisconsin cheese wrapped in a crunchy, delicious, savory breading?
I'm with you there. You got me, Quinn. So talk to me a little bit about those tasty bites of crunchy cheese. Where do they come from? How'd you guys come up with the, I guess we'd have to say, recipe?
So, as I said, they've been around since 1997, and you know, back then Craig and his family realized that it made perfect sense from a brand that originated in the dairy state, and we love showcasing the things that make Wisconsin amazing, and cheese curds were a natural fit. And as you and your listeners know, there are multiple types of cheese curds. We use and serve a breaded curd. And a lot of people sometimes ask, well, you know, why don't you do the battered curd? And there actually is some logic behind choosing to go with a breaded style. And one of the most important is that the breaded curds have a little bit more structure to them, and so they're easier to eat on the go through the drive-through. They have a little bit better crunch. They're not quite as greasy as the battered curds, and they're also easier for our restaurants to handle. So, you know, back in 1997, we worked carefully with our suppliers and came up with, you know, just the perfect blend of seasonings and spices that we think really set ours apart.
You know, you guys are always so careful about making sure it's right before it gets on the menu. Where do you get, how do you control the quality? Is it all coming from one place? What's the story there?
Yep. So since day one, so since back in 97, all of our cheese curds are sourced from the same Wisconsin dairy. So it is a single source supplier, and we are extraordinarily proud of that relationship with LeGrander's Dairy. And that having that relationship and having that single source makes it very easy to maintain the quality and ensure that every guest in every order is getting the same fantastic flavor profile and the same incredible Wisconsin dairy quality.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about, like I said, we're so entrenched up here. Do people get it? Do people get cheese curds in Arizona and all those other regions that maybe don't have it as much of a staple? Or how do they react? Or do they want something different, Quinn?
No, so I think it's important to understand that, you know, no matter where you talk about in the United States, every geographic area has some form of, you know, fried cheese. And And so even when we move into a new area or in an area where we don't have very many restaurants, people can pretty easily and quickly grasp the concept. And, you know, whether they think that it's, you know, a fried mozzarella or something like that. But as soon as they taste them and understand that you have that really great sharp cheddar flavor in there, and that they have a really nice crunch to them, they immediately understand that this is something special. And boy, once they try them, they're going to come back for more.
We like to hear that. Okay, so do we have a sense of volume as far as the curds are concerned, be it just Wisconsin Quinn, or, you know, wow me with how much people love our cheese curds?
So I do have some numbers for you, and they're pretty impressive. So in 2019, we purchased over 450,000 cases of cheese curds. And when you talk about the number of servings, that's over 36 million servings of curds. And when you talk about the individual curds, the pieces in each order, you're talking about over 800 million cheese curds that we served from our restaurants in 2019. And what's even more impressive is over the past 5 years, we have seen an average of 15% annual growth in this one menu item. So people love their curds. As we continue to open more restaurants and move into new areas, we're bringing the curds to the people of the United States, and we just couldn't be happier to do so.
Yowza, what a way to celebrate. Quinn Atkins is the menu developer for Culver's, sharing some of the big numbers about National Cheese Curd Day and curds as a whole. Now, it doesn't stop there. Remember, in Wisconsin, we have our very first master cheesemaker in curds. And Josh Scramlin got a chance to visit with him. Josh, what do you have to add to this story?
Yeah, Pam, good morning to you, and happy Cheese Curd Day. This is certainly one of my favorite days of the entire year. And I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to a man that knows more about cheese curds than maybe anybody in the entire state of Wisconsin. I recently caught up with Steve Stettler of Decatur Dairy in Broadhead. Now, he's a master cheesemaker. He holds a good number of master cheesemaker certifications. But this past spring, he made history when he became the first and only master cheesemaker to be certified in cheese curds. So I asked the master himself, what makes a good cheese curd and a bad cheese curd?
If a curd is a little mealy and it doesn't really have the mouthfeel, that's not really the best curd. And then some curd is, it gets too old.
Okay.
So some people put a six-month shelf life on cheese curds. It's kind of hard to get a cheese curd to taste fresh after 6 months.
Yeah.
So it depends on how you market your curds and what you do with them. But it still comes down to the squeakiness. When people put a curd in their mouth, they want that curd to squeak. So that's what it all comes down to. And if you can keep that squeakiness over a 2 or 3 week period, you know, hopefully you can move the curds through the system and get them in a refrigerator at home.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, through your eyes, in your lifetime, what have you seen the consumer preferences on cheese curds shift from? Because now there's all sorts of different flavors, and what have you seen?
Well, we do a lot of different flavors. That's kind of our forte. Mm-hmm. And then fried cheese curds, flavored fried cheese curds. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of the bomb right now is fried cheese curds.
Oh, yes.
And we've noticed there's a lot of little restaurants that are buying curds from us that are frying them. A lot of local places are doing it. So, and then just a fresh curd. People sometimes don't even want a lot of flavoring. They just want fresh, squeaky cheese curds. And that's our biggest seller, the plain white cheese curds. And cheddar is a good seller. But white curds, and that's kind of what we're known for. That's how we started. And I think that's why people just keep coming back for our white, fresh cheese curds.
And then you mentioned the flavors. Which ones have you kind of introduced in recent years that have caught fire?
So we do a tomato basil bacon curd, which is really popular. Buffalo, so buffalo wing, that's a really popular one. Ranch is another one that's really good. and just basic herb and garlic, you know. People like that. That is a crowd favorite. But our tomato bacon basil is a really good one. People seem to gravitate to. And we do different ones, horseradish, and we do a cayenne, we do a jalapeno pepper. Just things. People like the pepper ones, too, because some people like peppers. And then you got the squeaky curds with a little pepper. You know, it's a personal preference, basically.
Only master cheesemaker to be certified in cheese curds, Steve Stettler of Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, Wisconsin. Happy Cheese Curd Day to you, and I'm Josh Scramlin.